Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get to some of the top stories in the news. First of all, yes, you heard it right there. 13 ballots later, still no Speaker of the House. It's the longest it's gone on in 160 years. And it probably going through the weekend. And it looks like they're adjourning now, so... but he did get closer, 214 votes. So only needed four more votes in order to secure it. Avatar, the sequel, is closing in on $2 billion. So it was a slow start, but it's definitely closing off very strong. President Biden awarded presidential citizens medals to officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th. And there's that going on there. Cartel violence engulfs Mexico. Actually, yesterday while we were on the air, somebody had sent me an Instagram message with a video of this airplane that where everybody was like hunkered down on the airplane trying to hide. Yeah, because they were being shot at. Sorry. And I guess this has happened is they arrested El Chapo's son. And so the cartels were shooting at the airplanes. Like, this wasn't even a plane that he was on. They're just shooting an airplane. So Mexico has given an account of the violence that has occurred around the country since El Chapo's son was nabbed. And yeah, it's by the cartels. We're going to talk about jobs report at the beginning of next hour a little bit more. But thus far, the United States added 223,000 jobs. The Dow jumped up 200 points after that jobs report showed a lighter wage gains than expected, or higher wage gains than expected. You know, that was the one thing I was concerned about. I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to add jobs to the market because it just wasn't looking that good based on the week to week jobs reports. That ended up being good, though. Ukraine war update here. Remember yesterday, Russia wanted a ceasefire, and Kyiv said, no. So far it looks like Ukraine shelling has continued after the Kremlin ordered a truce. So they went ahead and ordered a truce anyway, ceasefire, but doesn't look like it's really gone into effect or had any effect, I guess you would say, with the Ukraine war. Illinois has passed an assault weapons ban in the state of Illinois. It is now headed to the Senate. So the House passed it. Now it's headed to the Senate. And it's a large capacity assault style weapons ban. And, you know, Illinois has been one of the most unfriendly Second Amendment states in the country. They were the last in the country to get they were last in the country to get concealed carry. And so, and even with that, they've had so many of their laws, like particularly in Chicago, and that have gotten overturned by the Supreme Court, but they keep trying. They're just like, hey, you know what? If you don't succeed, just try again, I guess. Al Roker returned to the Today Show after having health issues and was emotional, said his heart is bursting with all the love and support that he was getting from everybody over there as well. Lisa Rinna is leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after 8 seasons. I don't even know who that is, but I've heard of the Real Housewives. I don't know the individuals on there, but I did see something. One of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City got 6.5 years in jail today for some sort of wire fraud or something like that. So you got one of the Real Housewives going to jail for wire fraud, and the other one is I guess, is just leaving the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So that's kind of interesting. All right, I got a couple other stories for you here, but first, traffic on the fives.
We're still seeing some slow-moving traffic on 29. This is in the northbound direction, just north of I-10. Due to an accident, scene of the accident is right off of Broad Street on Pensacola Boulevard. And we do have a roadblock. Other than that, we are looking good and we are accident-free on I-10 and I-110. Typical afternoon delays leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Kealoha volcano eruption has resumed on Hawaii's Big Island. The alert has been elevated from a watch to a warning, so it's starting to erupt again over there. And I guess just took, what, like a two-week pause? Two-week pause, and it's like, okay, now we're going back to it again. So I thought that was kind of interesting right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up later this hour at 4:50, we have weekend movie preview. There's one like horror film in the theater, but I also want to share my thoughts about a Disney movie. The Disney CEO, the new CEO, is weighing in on wokeism in their movies. And so we'll talk about that coming up at 4:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, though, top trending news.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold.
Thank you.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Still got a couple hours here before we get to the kickoff of the Mardi Gras season. At 6 o'clock, in front of Seville Quarter, will be the static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola, and the cutting of the king cake. So you got a couple hours left before I got that all set up. I got a text here that says, could you share your opinion of Gates and his comments and actions throughout this whole House Speaker thing? I feel like this is an embarrassment for himself as our representative. I've shared it before. I mean, here's the summation. Here's the Cliff Notes version. I agree that Kevin McCarthy's probably not the best person to be Speaker of the House. However, you can't just willy-nilly at the last minute decide somebody else is going to be the Speaker, especially with the people that you're nominating, like Jim Jordan, who says that he doesn't want to be the Speaker. So it's completely disorganized and disheveled, and you're obviously just trying to make a political statement instead of actually trying to create real change. If you wanted to create real change and you didn't want to have a quote-unquote rhino to be the Speaker of the House, then you needed to work months and months ago on identifying somebody that could be the Speaker that you'd be okay with and trying to whip up votes for that person. You can't just willy-nilly at the last minute go, no, okay, I'll vote for this person. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene says, who is, you know, a Gates friend, she said, she basically called him a hypocrite because he had no problems voting for Paul Ryan in the past for Speaker of the House. So, you know, what changes right here? He's just making a political statement, and yes, it's an embarrassment. And I've heard from, look, I'll just tell you this right out now. And it's just not a secret. Matt Gaetz knows this. The Republican Party right now is looking for a candidate to primary him. They don't want him in the, as the Republican candidate anymore. They're done with him. And they were done with him before this debacle. And now this happened? Yeah, forget about it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The House is adjourning until 10 Eastern time tonight as Republican leaders are working to secure Kevin McCarthy's speakership. Bobby just talked on it. He's not gotten enough votes in the 13th round of voting, but of course many Republican holdouts have flipped into his favor. I think he's, what, like four short now?
Four short, yeah.
The second anniversary of January 6th being marked by honoring those who defended the Capitol. President Biden awarded the Presidential Citizens Medal to state officials who resisted pressure to overturn the election, officers who defended the Capitol, and election workers. New details out on the hacking of Twitter servers. According to an Israeli cybersecurity monitoring firm, more than 200 million user emails were posted on a hacking forum on the dark web. The mid-December breach could lead to hacking, targeted phishing, and doxing. And Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin now breathing on his own and joined the Buffalo Bills team meeting today and told them how much he appreciated them and loved them. His breathing tube was removed overnight. And the NFL also announcing some procedures that could lead to the AFC Championship being decided at a neutral site if certain things fall in the right or wrong way, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, there's it's going to be interesting this weekend because they have, like, I think it was four contingencies of, like, okay, if this happens, then this will happen. If this happens, then this is happening. You know, it's going to be a little bit confusing because depends on who is going to win and who's going to lose on different things. We'll determine on how much it will you know, like, guess where the games will be played and who will be played. I mean, there's an easy path where basically Kansas City wins and it's like, okay, then they're
right.
They've got it. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I actually think the most interesting thing about the contingencies that were announced is if the Ravens beat the Bengals this weekend, and they meet in the first wild card round, they will flip a coin to determine if the game will be in Cincinnati or Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is kind of a funny one too. Yeah, it's very bizarre, but that's where we're at. So, did you see the Peyton Hillis, the former NFL player,
former Madden cover,
mm-hmm. here in Pensacola Beach this weekend, I guess.
Yeah, and of course, with HIPAA rules and everything, I mean, we wouldn't have gotten that information from anybody here local, family members posted that he was involved in a accident. Looks like it was his kids who were got caught in the surf, and he went out to rescue them. Of course, the timeline would indicate that at Portofino, Pensacola Beach, there was that rescue involving EMS and Lifelight, and so TMZ actually had gotten pictures from somebody who was staying at Portofino showing what was going on, and the pictures clearly indicate that it was Portofino. The helicopter landed right smack dab in the middle of the road. That's a really bizarre situation. I know that he's still in intensive care, but he has been improving, so that's good news. But yeah, really, really scary situation there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
No major delays to report on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, so 29 is now moving nicely in both the north and southbound direction. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is still slow moving in the eastbound direction. This is due to construction on the bridge. And Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is going to be slow moving on 98, as well as 98 moving out of Windhaven Beach and into Navarre in the westbound direction. Extremely slow moving traffic. There also is an accident on 98 eastbound right near Whispering Pines Boulevard getting into Navarre. See something else or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, I got a text here, says, I see it the other way, because somebody asked about Matt Gaetz, and they said they think he's an embarrassment, or he's embarrassed himself and as a representative. And it's got another text here, says, I see it the other way. It appears to me we've saved trillions of dollars in the last few days since there is not a Speaker of the House. Well, there is that too. And then here's another text. I support Gaetz. Someone needs to step up and say enough is enough, even if it's not popular and most likely to fail. If anything, it's opening up the eyes in the swamp. Let's face it, all of Washington is corrupt. You know, that it is, absolutely. And like I said, I agree with him. Kevin McCarthy should not be the Speaker. But if you really plan to not vote for him and try to build this coalition, your coalition needs to be more than 20 people. It should have been something that had been worked on for the whole year. Of, hey, you know, if we win back the majority, which it's looking like we're going to, we need to have this person. And you start propping, you got to work on it for months and months and months ahead of time, not just last minute go, yeah, we're not going to vote for this guy, because everybody else is already lockstep in into everything. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. I'm ready to move on from that one. Coming up here next, 10 years ago, there was some old newspaper articles in 1923. Of what experts thought life would be like in 2023. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Express yourself. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Got a text here, says, Matt has always been about look at me. Oh, he's always been about look at me, look at me, look at me. Another one is, what's the difference between a baby and Kevin McCarthy? Eventually a baby will become Speaker. Yeah, that's true. 100 years ago, people were predicting there would be no ugly people today. It is Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So 100 years ago, newspapers had predictions for what life would be like 100 years from then. One of them was there would be no ugly people. Beauty pageants would become obsolete because it'd be impossible to choose the winner because everybody would be beautiful. All right. Yep, it's that exactly. That's how it is. Everybody is beautiful in their own special way. They thought by now, 100 years later, we would only be working a max of 4 hours per day. And that's right. One of the headlines was no more hard work by 2023 because electricity would make it to where we didn't have to work so hard. Well, I guess technically we don't work hard. Sitting at our desks all day is not like working out in the field from sun up to sundown. So, less than half of U.S. homes had power 100 years ago. Women would paint their teeth black to be fashionable. That's right, black. That's what they thought. Yeah. Quite the opposite. Paint our teeth white now. Gasoline would be replaced by radio waves. That was a prediction. Interesting. Cancer would be eradicated. Unfortunately, no. Homes wouldn't have kitchens anymore because we would have things like chemical make the food for us. Okay. And then telepathy would exist. So somehow we would evolve to be able to speak telepathically, I guess. And then flying from Chicago to Germany would only take 18 hours. Actually, they're off on that one the opposite way. It's only about 9-hour flight. So those are some of the predictions 100 years ago about what life would be like today. You know, looking at 100 years from now, what would life be like? I don't know. Mars could have 3,000 Starbucks locations on it. 60% of the Earth's population will be fathered by Nick Cannon and Elon Musk. And we might have a Speaker of the House by then. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Speaking of Speaker of the House, top three stories. 13th ballot got finished without Kevin McCarthy being the speaker. He's a little bit closer, though, 214, so he just needs four more votes. Mexico is giving an account of the violence happening around the country after El Chapo's son was captured. And the Dow has gained more than 200 points after the jobs report showed higher wage gains than expected. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30. The Brooklyn Nets against the Orlando Pelicans. Pelicans, by the way, quietly playing really good. They're 24-14. The Nets are 25-13. So this will be a good game tonight between the two teams at 6:30 on ESPN. Then the late game on ESPN is going to be the Heat against the Phoenix Suns, which is also another close one right there. 20-19 Heat, 20-19 Phoenix Suns. And then NCAA men's basketball, as far as ranked games, and I don't see any of them ranked games going on. But NHL hockey is going on ESPN Plus tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Winnipeg. Florida Panthers are playing Detroit. Then in sports, let's start with NFL, though. Over the weekend, we've got some NFL games. Tomorrow, we have two Saturday games. Kansas City Chiefs against the Las Vegas Raiders is the early game. And then the Tennessee Titans against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So both of these are rivalry games. It's pertinent because the Raiders have already been eliminated, but they could be the big spoiler for the Kansas City Chiefs to secure home field advantage in the playoffs. The Chiefs-Titans game is a division championship game. Whoever wins that game wins the AFC South. So that's a really big game, and the Titans are in a six-game losing streak. Then on Sunday, the Buccaneers are going to be playing Atlanta, also another big in-game rivalry. The Saints are going to be playing the Carolina Panthers, and Sunday Night Football is going to be Detroit against the Packers. There is no Monday Night Football game because we have the national championship game instead. In sports news, in the injury tracker, the Ravens' Lamar Jackson is going to be out again with his knee injury. NFL owners approved the playoff adjustments, including a potential neutral site for the AFC title game if needed. Texas A&M has officially hired Bobby Petrino as an offensive coordinator, and Michigan and Jim Harbaugh are under investigation by the NCAA. Wonder if that has something to do with his willingness to jump to the NFL. And the Dolphins are going to start quarterback Thompson against the Jets in Week 18. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are still seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 westbound, just near the Alabama-Florida line. So right when you get to the Alabama Welcome Center, you will see delays due to an accident. Other than that, we are checking in clear on 29 throughout Pensacola, I-110 throughout Pensacola, and we are still seeing some slow-moving traffic leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre due to an accident on 98. That is in the westbound direction, and the scene of the accident is just off of Whispering Pines Boulevard. See something else? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You got a text here saying 100 years from now, or 100 years ago, they were predicting different things for the future. And they thought by today, 2023, women would paint their teeth black as a fashion statement. Instead, it's the opposite. It's white. I've got a text here that says, well, they were right about my mother-in-law's teeth, though. They're black. Oh, no. No. Oh, no. Looking at something, some stories that were trending, and one of them was pertaining to dry January. So this is a month where it's encouraged for us to go without alcohol for a full month. Some people may do it just as a boost of their health. Some may be doing it as a kickstart to try to become sober permanently, or at least mostly sober. And there's a lot of liquor stores now, by the way, that have full, like, non-alcoholic sections, non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic, like, IPAs, non-alcoholic wines, and even nowadays, non-alcoholic liquors like gin, tequila, and whiskeys. And they're all usually meant for mixing as far as those non-alcoholic liquors, but I never drank, so I don't know. But from what I understand, they taste very similar. You just don't get the buzz. And they're usually all very low alcohol. Well, I saw this story from Healthline. 5 benefits that happen to your body if you give up alcohol for January. You might decrease your risk of cardiovascular disease. It might reduce your risk of cancer. You might lose weight. You may sleep better, and you may feel happier. Alcohol is a depressant, so it can cause people to have negative mental side effects. Giving it up for a month may make you feel happier overall. So there you go. A couple of benefits right there for you. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions with us. 850-437-1620. Coming next, though, we got our weekend movie preview. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your weekend movie preview coming up here in a second. I was talking about dry January, the benefits of dry January, according to Healthline. And there's a text here says, well, the downside of giving up alcohol, though, is you see what your partner truly looks like. Oh, come on now. Or you have to deal with, or your partner has to deal with you now. Without the alcohol. Oy vey. That might be even worse. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Bobby, enough of Republicans are voting against Representative McCarthy so far to deny him the 13th ballot. However, enough of them have flipped that it looks like we'll have this wrapped up soon, as I believe Kevin McCarthy is now just 4 votes shy of the majority that is needed. The Biden administration is sending another round of military assistance to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced that more than $3 billion military aid package today. The FDA is approving an Alzheimer's drug that slowed cognitive decline in clinical trials. The drug is called lecanemab and was developed by Biogen and a Japanese pharmaceutical company, Eisa. Trials in November revealed it slows a cognitive decline somewhat in people with mild impairment due to Alzheimer's disease. It also carries risks of brain swelling and bleeding. And the Mega Millions jackpot is closing in on $1 billion, an estimated $940 million up for grabs tonight. I've got my birth certificate. I've got my all of my documentation that I need to buy a ticket tonight. So excited.
All set and ready to go.
That's right.
There you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday, so let's talk some movies.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, there's one big movie out in the theater. I don't know. It's not a big movie. It's called Megan, but it's M3GAN, and it's a horror film. And it's Megan is a marvel of artificial intelligence, a lifelike doll programmed to be a child's greatest companion and a parent's greatest ally. And since I told you it's a horror, you know that obviously something goes wrong. So there you go. I'm not interested. Then on DVD or digital download, Black Adam is out available now. The DC comic film, Black Adam, which I had mixed reviews on it. It was like too silly at times to be for adults, but then too intense to be for kids. So I don't know. I'll probably watch it again now that it's on DVD or digital download. And Amazon Prime, you have a new 6-episode supernatural thriller series called The Rig. Also, Jurassic World Dominion is now available on Amazon Prime. And Netflix has a gothic horror mystery called The Pale Blue Eye, starring Christian Bale. It's set in 1830, and it has a detective who gets the help of a young Edgar Allan Poe in order to look into some murders. So it's called The Pale Blue Eye. It's on Netflix now. In movie news, the front runner to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond is Aaron Taylor Johnson. Aaron Taylor Johnson. Yeah. So I think he's a fantastic actor, actually. So, and I could definitely see him playing a role like this. Aaron Taylor Johnson, you may know him from, most recently, he was in Bullet Train opposite of Brad Pitt, but he's been in Godzilla. He's the older, he's the, you know, kid who got big in Godzilla. But he was first like known as Kick-Ass. He was young back then, but that's him. I can see him playing James Bond. It'd be an interesting one right there. And then another movie news is about Disney. I'll share it with you right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 westbound heading towards Mobile. We have slow-moving traffic due to an accident. You're going to see these slowdowns right at the Alabama-Florida line. This is an accident that happened in the westbound direction, and you'll start seeing those slowdowns right around the Alabama Welcome Center. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Disney's new CEO, Bob Iger, announces they'll be less woke. Yeah. So I guess it was actually in a forum that he was at. It was a town hall with employees. And he signaled that he will work to, quote, quiet things down politically and move towards neutrality in the culture war. Now, if you've seen a lot of buzz about their bombs, you can see why they're talking about doing this. Their latest films have just absolutely bombed. And it started the trend of go woke, go broke. And the latest of this, so you had, it started with Onward, that had a female police officer who basically alluded she was in a relationship. Then Turning Red got people upset because it alluded to a girl having her period. And then you had Lightyear that had an actual same-sex couple kiss that was taken out of the movie and that was added back in. And then the latest is Strange World. Now, I had seen the others, and honestly, Onward, the one scene, like, you couldn't even know because they're like monsters. You can't tell that they're same-sex or anything like this. Didn't bother me. Turning Red didn't bother me. It got a bad rap. It was actually a pretty funny movie. Lightyear, yeah, there was that one scene that was very out of place. Like, it didn't even make sense, but it didn't ruin the movie. Now, Strange World. I finally watched Strange World this week because my daughter wanted to watch it, and I was like, well, I need to see this thing first. Oh, my goodness. It is like the LGBTQ's piece de la resistance. It's an attempt to try to normalize things that they would like to see and interjecting language that they would like to hear, particularly in certain situations. To me, it was like as a propaganda art film for themselves. And not all the messages were bad in there. Not all the messages were bad, but it's the fact that they're using these messages in a kid film to propagandize instead of just telling the story. And I mean, it got done. I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm letting my kids see this. And it's not even just about like, yeah, there is one of the lead characters is gay. It's not even about that. It's about the language that's used throughout the whole film and the messaging and stuff. And it's not just about LGBTQ stuff. At one point there was basically an assumption that polygamy is okay. Another thing is the end message of the whole film is we're destroying our earth, our planet, because of electricity. And the people end up, you know, living happily ever after when they go back to horse and buggy era. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, the film is just like so blatant throughout the whole thing. And the only people, when I went on to reviews to see people who were praising it, were basically people who were like woke and were like, yes, this is what we need. We need more of this stuff. Like, what are you talking about? It was just, it's not even a good story. It's bad. So yeah, Disney can either, you know, stay woke and go broke by catering to these minority themes, or they can just start telling good stories without purposely trying to throw things in there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So apparently the world is running out of sand. I didn't know this. We're running out of sand. But I'm not talking about beach sand or desert sand, because that kind of sand apparently is useless. You can't build houses out of it and bricks and things like that. It's the other kind of sand, and we're running short on that. So much so that now we've begun to have sand pirates. Yeah, that's right. So we have porch pirates to worry about, and now we got to worry about sand pirates in China and Taiwan.